Welcome to the Authors Line, interviews and insights with featured authors and writers.
Mike Malefsky here at Radio Free Palmer, and I'm speaking with Nancy Rommelman about the book To the Bridge. Hello, Nancy.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Where are you speaking from?
Well, right now I'm on a little vacation on Martha's Vineyard, but I'm usually either in Portland, Oregon, or New York City, but I have been to your great state on a story in Tok, Alaska.
Oh, you have in Tok? Well, we won't go there and talk very much because our time is somewhat limited. I'm curious, what, as you think back over doing this book, what was the inspiration, the first moment when you said, this is something I would like to explore and do?
Probably within the 5 seconds of seeing Amanda Stuyvesant's mugshot on the cover of the Oregonian newspaper. She had dropped her children from the bridge the night before. And I said to myself, how does this happen? I think I said it, you know, as a human and as a parent and as a journalist. Then you had the mob come in and basically, you know, castigate her and said she should be, you know, hung from the bridge, et cetera. Then they went away. Then you had the editorial saying, well, no one's ever going to understand how this happened. And that all happened within about 2 days. And I thought, no, you know what? We are going to understand how this happened. And I committed to the story.
Okay, now I understand that you have been an experienced reporter. You've covered the crime scene and other things in the past. How long did it take you to go from that point of beginning to the completed manuscript?
Well, I stayed on the story pretty seriously for about 2.5 years. The first year during her whole sort of whether she was going to get a plea deal, interviewing as many people as I could, then when she was sentenced, interviewing just an onslaught of people. Then I put the book away for a little while. I wasn't quite sure how to work it, and I put out some other books and did some other journalism. And then in 2014, I recommitted, got everything else I needed by the end of 2015, and wrote it over the next year and sold it in the fall of 2016, and here we are. It came out first day of July this month.
I'm curious, I have read a few of the reviews as well, and I know that this is a different kind of book. It's been compared to some other stories of not similar events, but other events that have been horrific in one way or the other. I'm curious, as now the book is out, what's your sense of the feedback that has come to you that has been useful for your own purposes?
Well, I think the books that it has been compared to are like, In Cold Blood is one. Books that are sort of narrative true crime. They're not sensational. They're not that sort of, you know, something you'd see on 2020. And I think for fans of that kind of true crime, where there's like a villain and it's sensational, my book is not satisfying to them because this is much more narrative. We're really talking to people. We're spending time with them. But the feedback has been pretty good. I think people understand what I was trying to do, which was, you know, you look at something that does not seem understandable, and by the end of the book, you do understand how something like this happens. And you know, they find some satisfaction in that or elucidation, and of course, as the writer, that's wonderful. I'm glad that they do.
And for you personally, what would you say as you went through this entire rigorous process, worked to help you understand how this could happen?
It's just a matter of continuing to speak with people and let them bring you the pieces of the story. I did enter the story with empathy for everybody. My empathy for certain people in the story, you know, changed and morphed and hardened. I learned a lot about, you know, human nature. I learned again and again, as I have in other stories, how badly we can treat people, how badly people can fool themselves. And I did learn how a mother who, at least at one time, really loved her children, can find herself in the middle of the night ready to kill these children and why she would do that. It made sense to me in the end.
Okay. Now, there were a number of people that were very close to the situation. Have you heard from any of them who have had enough? I mean, you went through the process of interviewing, and in that process,
yes,
you were drawing information from them. Now, as you have a completed book, is it a time where some of those people have been able to look at what you came to put down as on paper, and has that proved to be helpful to them?
It has, actually. Most of the people that did speak with me have contacted me, and they've read the book, and they were very glad to sort of be able to back up and see the whole scope, because many of these people didn't know each other, of course, you know.
Right.
And his college friends didn't know her sister, didn't know, you know, Jason's employer. It's been, I guess, satisfying for them. Amanda had an older child from a previous relationship, so a half-brother to the siblings. And he recently read it. I heard from his stepmother yesterday, and she said it was hard for him to read because he'd lived through all of this, of course, including not getting in the car with his mother that night when she asked him to pick up his younger siblings.
Oh.
Terrible, terrible thing she did to him, because then he has to live with that burden. And she said, while it was hard for him, it was also very helpful for him, and he would love it if you could give him a book yourself, which, of course, I'm going to do when I get back to Portland. And he's an outstanding young man. And once I interviewed him in 2015, I knew that I had what I needed to finish this book.
So take away one other aspect. I know that many people, when they consider something that has happened, who are in the pathway of the events as they unfold, sometimes wonder if they could have done something in some respect to help or revert the series of events from happening. Is there any sense of that that you have that you offer to other people?
I think there are many people involved in Jason and Amanda's lives who tried to help, that knew disaster was coming, but were foiled again and again by what I call sort of Jason and Amanda's charm offensive. We also had a pathological level of lying going on.
Okay.
Where they were just able to continually fool people, and then people feel hopeless. I think that we have to believe our eyes when people say, oh, no, Mike, that's not what's happening. It's something completely different. When your gut is telling you no, it's what I believe it is, that's something we should pay attention to. And had people not felt so stymied, maybe the kids would not have gone off the bridge.
Okay. Mike Malevsky here with Radio Free Palmer. I've been speaking with Nancy Rummelman, who's written the book To the Bridge, A True Story of Motherhood and Murder. In the last few moments that we have, Nancy, any other comments you'd like to share with readers and listeners?
I am working on another story that grew out of this book. That'll be to come. If anybody wants to read more about my work or more about the book, they can go to my website, which is nancyrom.com, nancyrom.com, and there's also a button right there to Amazon. You can grab the book.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing this time with us.
Mike, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Author's Line on Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.